What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lee in Georgia. And you know, Lee, it's kind of interesting because, you know, I have been doing this activism website thing for, I guess, I've actually lost track. 1994 is when I started. And back then, of course, you know, people would look at this thing and say, oh, it's conspiracy theory. It's crazy. I mean, you know, the government wouldn't do this sort of thing, and the government wouldn't lie about this and back and forth. But I think we reached a watershed moment when it became very obvious that the U.S. government had, in fact, lied to us all about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And I know they've got this guy pretending to confess to try and evade that. But the American people have seen so many lies, global warming being another good one, where it's inescapable that that's what's going on. The government is lying to the people about unemployment, about global warming, about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And now the burden of proof has shifted. The government has lost the presumption of honesty and truthfulness. And the burden of proof is no longer on those of us criticizing what the government is doing to prove our case. The burden of proof is on the government to always prove that it is acting within conformance to the law, that it
is
being truthful.
Well, that's how it should
be. And
it should
be that way.
People holding government accountable. But, you know, I mean, back in 94, if you'd have told me that income tax was voluntary, I would have laughed at you. Because, I mean, I've been politically active for some 20 years now, but in 94, I actually believed in the income tax until about 96, 97, when I had met some guy who'd actually been hauled into court, and he was telling me his story, and he said, I just simply looked at the judge and looked at the prosecutor, and I told him, if you show me the law, I'll pay it. I don't have a problem, but you got to show me the law, and you've got to support it with, you know, you got to show me that the 16th Amendment. And I'm looking at this guy going, you're kidding, right? And he started explaining it to me. Well, I haven't filed a tax return since 1997. Mm-hmm. And I've actually had one time, I think it was back in like 2001, something was said to me. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him, I said, if you can show me the law, I'll pay it. I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, we're hearing never been more hauled and more stories like that. We're hearing more and more stories like that. The IRS does not want to haul people into court that might actually win the case, because every acquittal is just an absolute hammer blow. The IRS has gotten away with grabbing these taxes, as Judge James C. Fox said, because the public believed the 16th Amendment was ratified and that this is all legal and above board. And now we're at the point right now where I think a significant portion of the American population, something like 30-40% as of the last poll, do not think that the tax is either legal or the 16th Amendment was ratified. And so we're at the point right now where the government is using fear and terror and seizure and lien and all the rest of that stuff to scare people into paying their taxes. And they're trying to offer an escape valve and a safety valve out with all of these companies that will do tax reconciliation, and they'll actually lower the amount that you owe just so that you'll admit that they're right and pay something into the system. And it's not like they need the money. They're printing up trillions and trillions so fast, it's not like American tax money really has that significant an event. It's just an impoverishment mechanism, because capitalism cannot work, for that matter, neither can fascism, unless there is an imposed wealth differential. And that's the function of government, is to keep the vast majority of people poor in order to keep the control in the hands of the wealthy. And it works that way under communism, it works that way under fascism, and it works that way under capitalism. That's why we are a fascist state, having been a capitalist state here.
Exactly. Well, you know, I tell people,
hang on. I know you can't hear me because of the duplexing problems. We have to take another break for commercials here. The magic music should be coming up here any second. And there it is. And we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up on this whole 16th Amendment thing. Then we got other callers on the line. We'll be right back.
Shocking. Terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about the fact that nobody can actually prove the 16th Amendment was ratified. I remember when Aaron Russo was doing his documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism, and he went and talked to one of the big honchos at the IRS, and he kept saying, you know, can you document it? And finally, the guy at the IRS says, you just refuse to believe. And that's what it's all about. They want you to believe that this is all legal. They want you to believe that it's the letter of the law. They're not interested in the facts. This country runs on belief. It runs on propaganda. It runs on lies and deception. Now, I want to touch briefly on the issue of apportionment, which was the original model. You know, before we had a Federal Reserve to whom we had to pay billions in tax dollars in interest on the paper currency that they print, apportionment meant that the government, if it took money, if it had to tax money from the people, it had to spend it back on the people in direct proportion to who was paying it. Apportionment. Okay? When apportionment was removed in the 16th Amendment, that is when the federal government gained the ability to tax the entire country and just go off and spend the money wherever they felt like, including interest to the Federal Reserve, to Israel, the war machine, and certainly, as we've seen more recently, $14 trillion on Wall Street. Now, I think all Americans are willing to pay taxes for roads, infrastructure, schools, certainly for schools, hospitals, things like that. But we're being looted to bail Wall Street bankers out of the mess they made of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. We're being looted to pay for war and conquest and a bunch of sociopathic money addicts wanting to play the great game. Who we're going to invade this week? I don't know. Get a dartboard. They have a big globe over there, and they throw darts at it. Wherever the dart lands, we're going to invade them. Start the propaganda. And the American people are forced to pay for it. And we're certainly forced to pay for all the money showered all over Israel that they used to turn around and kill people who then don't like the United States of America, because when they're seeing their friends and family blown up, the shrapnel's all stamped made in USA. And it's just insane. And I think the reason that there is a tax resistance movement in this country, yeah, we're kept deliberately poor by the government and its taxation. That's why they're often spending the money on such completely pointless things. Very expensive military procurement. It's the impoverishment mechanism. The wealthy only keep power if the rest of us are kept poor. The big lie of capitalism is that everybody can be rich, and that's a lie. Only a certain amount of people can be allowed to be rich, and everybody else must be kept poor. And deciding who gets to be rich and who gets to be poor, that is what politics is for in this country. So that Rush Limbaugh, who supports the political structure, is allowed to become very, very wealthy, and people who do not support the political structure, because it's going out and murdering people around the world, are intentionally kept poor. That is the true nature of the dictatorship in this country. Lee, anything else before we let you go?
My advice to people is, first, you've got to figure out whether or not what that paycheck you get at the end of the week is considered income or wage. Income is profit. Wage is pay for your labor. And if it's wage, one simple, easy way to solve the problem is what I do. I don't use a Social Security number for work. Simple.
That's not as
simple.
Easy.
I'm a dominant redneck. That's why I keep things simple.
Okay.
I just don't use a Social Security number.
Thank you for the call. We're going to let you go here. Unfortunately, it is almost impossible to get employment in this country without offering your Social Security number. And by the way, they don't even call it Social Security anymore, because Social Security is going to collapse real soon. It is now your taxpayer identification number. So they're basically admitting, yeah, this is the number we use to take money from you, and there's no guarantee any of it is ever coming back. All right, I want to basically drop the tax thing at this point. We'll probably come back to it in April here right now. And I want to go with Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wanted to talk to you about this planet, this newly discovered planet. You did write a comment on here about orbital perturbations and stuff like that. I don't fully understand what you're saying, but like, did this thing... like, is this confirmed, or are they guessing, or did this sneak up on somebody, or...
Well, it didn't sneak up on anybody, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I do not, you know, we've already, the Planet X, Nibiru, end of the world people are already having a field day with this. What is going on is that, going back for several decades, careful analysis of the orbits of the planets of the solar system indicated a very massive object somewhere out there that was just slightly distorting the orbits of the planets. With the advent of spacecraft that are crossing the entire solar system and leaving the solar system for interplanetary space, the Pioneers and the Voyagers, which even to this very day are still sending signals back by which their orbital paths can be accurately calculated, indicated there is an object out there somewhere in the Oort cloud that is very, very massive, that is just slightly bending objects. It's been known that it's there somewhere for decades. And when I was working at the Table Mountain Observatory back in the 1970s, we actually were given a budget to spend some time looking for, back then it was called the 10th planet search, because Pluto was still considered a planet. It hadn't been demoted just then. So this really isn't anything new. It's kind of been known that something's out there. They think they're narrowing down on it. Basically, they're just waiting for something that can actually image this thing, because it's obviously, it's very, very, very far away, and it's very, very dark, because at the distance that this object is from the sun just looks like another bright star. And right. So it's going to be very, very difficult to detect, but they think they're about to do it. But this object has been out there for a very, very long time. It is not coming in to destroy the Earth or anything like that. And yep. So all the Planet X and Nibiru and End of the World people, you know, shut up and go away. Leave us alone. We're dealing with real science.
Now, in the one report that I was reading here, the one scientist believed that this planet is actually so big that it could actually have moons around it itself, similar to Jupiter?
I would say that's probably almost inevitable, given that it is out there in the Oort cloud. It's probably attracted all kinds of stuff orbiting around it. It's, you know, and it may well be the remnant of a binary that the sun had in really, really ancient times, because we know our own solar system looks like it's been shotgunned. And we also know now that the Earth and the solar system lies actually at the center of a very thin and ancient planetary nebula. Now, they call them planetary nebulas because they're spherical, but they're not planets. They're really huge. One of the most famous is in the constellation Lyra. And it is the result of a star that explodes. And one school of thought is that what it is being treated as the so-called cosmic background radiation from the Big Bang is actually the remains of a very ancient planetary nebula, and we're at its center, which means there was a very, very close star nearby that exploded that created this planetary nebula, and this object that's out there in the Oort cloud that is really supermassive may be the dead core of that ancient star. That's one theory. We won't know until we actually see it. We won't know until we can actually get some data on it. But as far as it's having moons, yeah, it's out there in the Oort cloud. It's probably got hundreds and hundreds of objects. Might even have rings the way Saturn does.
That would be so cool to see. I'm looking forward to the photograph someday.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But, you know, I mean, as far as it is, you know, Pioneer and Voyager have been out there for, you know, 20, 30 years. They're not even close to being where it would be.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Absent a super large space telescope, you know, we're not going to see it in our lifetime, sad to say.
Well, maybe that's where part of the military budget's going.
Well, I don't think so. I think the military budget is going to make defense contractors rich and to make our fellow human being dead.
Yes. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And as long as we're on the topic, I did want to cover this. We're following the news from the Stardust Next Mission, the flyby of Comet Tempel 1. They're getting all kinds of pictures coming back in. Comet Tempel 1 was the one where the Comet Impactor mission, they dropped this huge copper slug onto the comet and blasted out a crater to analyze the interior. Now the Stardust mission has gone back to take another look at it. And the Stardust, talk about recycling. This is your absolute situation. The original Stardust mission flew past a comet and collected a whole bunch of its cometary trail debris in a block of what is called aerogel, then dropped that back to Earth for analysis. But they still had the rest of the spacecraft up there in orbit, and they finally said, well, let's use it for something. And they used what was left of the fuel to go out and do this flyby of Comet Tempel 1. So Stardust has been up there for 12 years. This is the final part of its mission. After this, it's out of fuel, and they're going to have to shut it down. And what is really kind of interesting is Stardust was one of the first missions to have this little metal disc, this engraved, etched disc with names on it, and people could send in and have their name put on the spacecraft. And there's a lot of names on there. But my wife is one of them. We did not actually send in and say, can we have our names on Stardust? She had sent in some of her music for the astronauts on the space station, and just somehow from there, her name wound up on the list to go up on Stardust. So this is Claire's spaceship, and of course mine is Viking, and my name is on that little disc, which is a somewhat smaller club there. And while we're on that subject, one of our readers in Japan. Oh, I got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to show you something one of our fans sent in that I think is really kind of cool. We'll be right back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to finish up on all the space science stuff here. But over the weekend in the mail, I got this little thing. I'm showing it on the Justin TV feed. This is from a company in Japan. That makes these very exquisite miniatures of American spacecraft. And this, of course, is the Viking, which is a point of personal pride with me. And it's rather amazingly how well detailed it is and how accurate it is, because the officially sanctioned, NASA-sanctioned Viking toy that was released here in the United States of America doesn't look anything like the spacecraft. It's got four legs, and the real one had three, and it was just, yeah, it looks like a lander. We'll call it the Viking. NASA puts a stamp on it. We make money, kind of a stuff. But these are really accurate, and just it's amazing. Some of the just the detail and the sense of perfection the Japanese like to put in, even little toys and stuff. Find it quite amazing here. Now, we are seeing the attempt by the United States government to use the revolution in Egypt to restart the failed coup in Iran. Now, remember, a revolution, a popular uprising, means the majority of the population are telling the government, you are fired, you are fired, you are fired, get the heck out of here. A coup is when a small group in the pay or employ of a foreign government or private interests come in and overthrow the government despite the wishes of the general population. Now, you need to understand that Ahmadinejad has won all of his elections. The elections are not disputed anywhere but the United States of America. They had international observers there. The exit polls match the official results, which is the reason to have exit polls. Here in the United States in the 2008 election, we had a lot of cases where the exit polls did not match the official results. The New Hampshire primary, a good example. And our news was saying, well, I guess the voters were lying to the exit pollers, which makes no sense at all. Why would they bother? It's not like they know the people. But it's a cover-up for the massive election fraud that we have here in the United States. And if you're unfamiliar with the degree of election fraud we have in the United States, I suggest you go over to blackboxvoting.org, Bev Harris's little website, and or see the documentary Hacking Democracy. It was on HBO. It's available through Netflix. And it is well worth the time to watch. Just open your eyes the extent to which elections are rigged here in the United States of America. Most people don't understand that our national elections are not counted by a government agency or even a civilian oversight group. They're counted by a privately owned company called Voters News Service that's owned by the television networks and a couple of major newspapers. And that's it. All the precinct reporters are told to call in with their numbers to Voters News Service. The next day, Voters News Service says, this is who won, and there is no accountability or auditing or tracking anywhere. And they have been caught red-handed changing the outcome of elections. That's how bad it is here in this country. So the U.S. government is trying to say, oh, well, see, you know, revolution was good in Egypt, so let's have a revolution in Iran. Except it's not a revolution. It's a coup d'etat. And they tried to do it last year, and it fell flat on its face. And they're getting ready to try again. Like I said, the revolution in Egypt has struck panic into the hearts of totalitarian governments around the world. And they're putting pedal to the metal and say, we better get it done now. Now, down in Egypt, as you know, the new military government, the transitional government, has come out and said that they are going to abide by various treaties. And already they're running into opposition from the Egyptian people, who never really cared for the 1979 treaty that Anwar Sadat signed with Israel. And the Muslim Brotherhood, which is now forming its own political party to run in the elections for September, is also opposed to honoring any previous treaties by the previous government. It may be a moot point because the 1979 treaty between Anwar Sadat and Israel implemented the 1978 Camp David Accords. Now, under those accords, Israel agreed to grant Palestinians the right of self-determination and autonomous areas. Now, back in 2006, the Palestinians voted Hamas into power. Israel and the United States rejected the results of the election, said it didn't really happen. We're going to give you a government called the Palestinian Authority under our puppet, Abbas. The instant they did that, Israel broke the treaty with Egypt. Now, Hosni Mubarak, of course, getting $1.5 billion taxpayer dollars a year, pretended not to notice. But the new government is saying, wait a minute, is that treaty still in effect if Israel is not abiding by the terms of it? And the answer, of course, is no. The treaty may not exist anymore, not because of anything Egypt is doing, but because of what Israel has done. Self-determination means when the Palestinians vote Hamas into power, you say, all right, we don't like it, but they have a democracy and they're allowed to vote for the government they want. Autonomy means you get your people out of the Palestinian cities and say, they're allowed to live their lives the way they want to, not slap a starvation blockade around them until they agree to accept the government you have chosen for them. That is not autonomy. It is Israel that is in violation of this 30-year peace treaty with Egypt, not Egypt. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk. Well, we're going to take some phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones. Dave in Idaho. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dave. Mike, sorry.
Yep.
I can't get on you about going over this Palestinian issue as much as you do. Because what we're watching in our lifetime is the death of a bunch of people. And they're dying without anybody saying anything about it.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what the context is of what you're saying. I mean, a lot of people are talking about, you know, the people who are being murdered virtually everywhere that either Israel or the United States has troops on the ground, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq or Yemen or Pakistan. Or
they're not talking about it in our media.
Where are you calling from? You're in Idaho. Okay. Okay, well, I mean, you know, the American media isn't talking about it. The American media is completely co-opted to whatever the current government's agenda happens to be, and our government is completely co-opted by Israel. That's kind of like, you know, a given at this point. The Israel Foreign Ministry is again rounding up volunteers and paid operatives to try and load up bulletin boards and talk shows, you know, with pro-Israel propaganda. And, of course, we all know that's what they're doing. And the net result is it's actually sort of backflashed on them, because anytime anybody sees a pro-Israel comment anywhere on the net, the assumption is it's a bought-and-paid-for piece of propaganda by the Israeli government?
Well, that's easy to do. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about the fact that basically what we're going to wind up with is explaining to our children how we watched this happen and didn't do anything.
Well, I'm doing something about it, and so are you, just by calling
yeah,
into the
you
show.
Are. That's your...
And so, yep. and
oh,
so
yes.
are you, Dave, so are you anytime that you go out and talk to your friends and neighbors about the injustice of it all and say, you know, we are in the wrong supporting this conquest of Palestine by a bunch of transplanted Central Asians who refuse to draw their borders and say, okay, we get a country and you get a country. And that's really the core of the issue. If Israel would grant to Palestine that which Israel demands for itself, a nation and a right to exist, none of this misery would have happened. But Israel's attitude is, we get to exist and nobody else does. We're supposed to get it all. The invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear told us so, and you're an anti-Semite if you don't agree with us.
Yeah, you're
okay?
Right. Yep.
All right, so go out and talk to your friends. Go out and express yourself for two reasons. One, it undermines the appearance of consensus within the media that Israel is right and Palestine is wrong. Second, when you have the courage to go out and speak publicly, you give courage to those around you to do exactly the same, and that is the beginnings of the American people standing up for justice and democracy and freedom against those fanatics, sociopathic money addicts who are out there screaming about invisible men in the clouds meant for us to have all the money. Thanks a lot for the call, Dave. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mike in Illinois. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm Iranian-American. I want to talk about the hopeful revolution there, but last two times I called, you basically cut me off after about 10 seconds of getting my statement
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it again. Thank you very much. Okay. I have had it up to here with these CIA Mossad propagandists. This is not a revolution in Iran. It is an attempted coup d'etat. It is a replay of the 1953 overthrow of the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and the imposition of the Shah of Iran. And they're trying to do it again. Ahmadinejad won the election, and it was an honest election. Go out, there's this wonderful website called thirdworldtraveler.com or org. I will hunt it down at the close of the show and post it to whatreallyhappened.com. You need to go out and do the research. The United States government makes itself and its corporate lackeys richer by going out and overthrowing democratically elected governments in other countries and imposing a dictatorship who will sell that country's resources at cheap prices. In 1953, it was about the oil. In 2010, it was about the oil. In 2011, it's about the oil. The 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran did not result in any countries being invaded, but it did result in Iran's oil being offered for sale at fair market prices. And British and American oil companies don't want to pay the fair market prices. That cuts into their profitability. Go back and look at the oil company consortium that went before Congress in 1993 and said, there's a lot of oil and gas up in the Caspian Sea that we want to harvest, and we need a pipeline through Afghanistan, but gosh darn, that Taliban won't sell us the pipeline right away for the price we want to pay. They actually have the nerve to charge us the regular going rate. We need a new government in Afghanistan. And sure enough, the U.S. invades and there's a new government in Afghanistan. And the guy running that government, Hamid Karzai, was on that oil company consortium as a representative of UNICAL. They're trying to do the same thing in Iran. I'm not surprised we got a seminar caller. They're desperate to sell this propaganda that the coup d'etat that they're trying to stage in Iran is the same thing that happened in Egypt, and it's not. They're exactly the opposite. What happened in Egypt was the overthrow of a U.S. puppet. What's happening in Iran is the attempt to impose a U.S. puppet. They're diametrically opposite. And they're selling it all over TV about, you know, oh, this is the same thing that happened in Egypt. No, it isn't. In Egypt, the majority of the people wanted a change of government. In Iran, it is a tiny handful. In fact, we saw this almost absurd video that came out last night, and the headline was hundreds of thousands protest in Iran, and they had a video that showed maybe 20 people. Very tight, you know, when you see the video and it's really tight on a few faces, they're doing that because they don't want to show whether or not there is a huge crowd or not. The United States government has a long and very black history of messing around with other people's countries. They overthrew the democratically elected government of Cuba to impose the dictator Batista, which led to Castro's revolution and a great deal of unhappiness there. Same thing in Chile. Overthrew the democratically elected government of Allende and imposed the dictator Pinochet. 1953, overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran and imposed the Shah. And they do it over and over and over and over and over again, and those people are oppressed until they revolt. And then they turn around and they don't like America very much because they know America was behind the dictator. And then our dictators get on TV and say, oh, well, they only hate us because of our freedoms. Really, so go out and max out those credit cards or the terrorists will have won. And it goes on and on and on. Remember what I just got done saying about how, you know, Israel's foreign minister is recruiting people to try and get on these radio shows and stuff to push Israel and the U.S. propaganda against Iran? That was a classic example right there. And we will see more of it. They're out to sell you a new war with Iran. If they don't get a good war with Iran going, this global revolution is going to continue to spread around the world. And it's starting to happen in the United States, and they're terrified of it because they know, like Hosni Mubarak, they cannot count on the army being willing to stand in the streets of America and shoot their fellow Americans, especially after J.P. Morgan was overcharging military families on their mortgages and fraudulently taking their homes in foreclosures. So it's all by guile and deception and lies and propaganda. So, all right, we're going to change subjects here. Speaking of government lies, believe it or not, they're starting to come out with stories about, oh, how the warm weather and global warming is harming the permafrost in Alaska, and, you know, polar bears are going to drown. The same crap they've been feeding us for the last couple of years, and it's nonsense here. It's absolute nonsense. We're setting, for the third year in a row, cold temperature records. Now, this gets us to the next story. There's been an announcement by British researchers that they have discovered deep-sea volcanic vents in the Antarctic's Southern Ocean. So, pop quiz here. How many active undersea volcanoes are there? Hands? Hands, anybody? None? That's okay. Don't feel bad that you don't know the answer. It's a trick question. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how many active volcanoes there are down there. Nobody knows how many volcanic vents are open along that mid-ocean ridge that seems to be teeming with volcanic vents, pouring heat into the world's oceans. Nobody knows. They don't know how many. They don't know how big. And Al Gore and his fellow carbonazis are out there screaming about, oh, ocean temperatures show that the world is getting warmer. It may be snowy and icy and cold on the Earth's surface, but pay no attention to the icicles. The real measure of global warming is the Earth's oceans, and they're getting warmer because of something that you people are doing, and we haven't figured out what it is yet. But rest assured, come summertime, we'll have figured out how to blame it on you. And it's a nonsensical statement, because if you do not know how many or how large the volcanoes are that are erupting across the floors of the world's oceans, then you cannot possibly determine if there is any human effect on the world's oceans' temperatures, because you cannot compensate for the temperature increase coming from all those volcanoes. That's a lot of heat down there. That's a lot of heat. I live on a volcano. I can look out the window and see an active volcano over there on the horizon. I know volcanoes. It's just more propaganda. The U.S. government wants a carbon tax. Al Gore wants carbon credits to buy and sell in his brokerage to become rich. The government wants another excuse to come in and tell you how to live your life, what light bulbs you should buy, how much gas you should put in your car, how big the car is you should be allowed to have. It's a complete tyranny over every minute aspect of your life because, after all, we're saving the planet Earth. Really. If you get a tungsten light bulb, you're offending Mother Earth. And it's just more propaganda and lies. The weather is not cooperating with the carbon Nazis. And now we're finding out that all this heat in the ocean that they're trying to blame on us is coming from volcanoes. It turned out El Nino, that current they were trying to blame on humans, it turns out there's a string of 30 underwater volcanoes underneath where the El Nino current originates. And that's where the heat is coming from. And as the cycle of eruptions continues, that is what is affecting the weather. The people have got nothing to do with it. The scale of energy coming up through the floor of the ocean and from the sun dwarfs anything that humans can be doing. The ocean produces 12 times as much carbon dioxide as all human activity together. And the carbon Nazis are saying, oh, but that's good carbon dioxide because the Earth balances and the Earth... There is no balance. There is no such thing as balance of nature. Nature is chaos. Nature is collision. Nature is just, colliding with the landscape as it rushes through time. There's new forms come into being. Old forms go out. It's constant change. Nothing stays the same. These fools who are out there trying to preserve nature have done far more damage to it than if they had simply left it alone. Michael Crichton had a wonderful speech about that regarding Yellowstone National Park. All righty, we're coming up to the top of the show here, and again, we talked about how Israel is recruiting and in some cases paying people to post pro-Israel, anti-Iran propaganda all over the internet and call into radio shows like this. Meanwhile, Obama's rabbi, I bet you didn't know he had one, is again lobbying for Jonathan Pollard to be freed. I think probably he will be, because our government is completely under the control of Israel. And if you don't understand that, then you need to go back and look at the U.S. government reaction to last May's attack by Israel on the international aid flotilla bringing food and medicine into Gaza, in which 9 people were killed, one of them American. Numerous people were basically kidnapped, captured, shanghaied, whatever you want to call it, including several Americans. And a U.S.-flagged ship was seized. And the U.S. government didn't do a thing to prevent it, stop it, or punish the offending nation. The United States government went up to the United Nations to defend the attacking nation and say, oh, it's okay. They're allowed to kill as many Americans as they feel they need to. We love the government of Israel. Quite a different story. I mean, if you really think about it, there are a lot of parallels between the attack on the aid flotilla by Israel and Japan's attack here at Pearl Harbor. Because in both cases, you had a government that is illegally occupying other people's territory. And you had U.S. ships and personnel seen as a threat to those blockades. Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in order to prevent the United States from interfering with its occupation of China and Indochina. And Israel attacked the aid flotilla to prevent the Americans and other international people from interfering with their occupation and blockade of Gaza. In the case of Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt declared war. Can you imagine Roosevelt following the Pearl Harbor attack, going up to the U.S. Congress or the United Nations and saying, look, everyone calm down. From Japan's point of view, they had a really, really good reason to kill Americans and attack our ships. So we're not going to do anything about it, and really you shouldn't either. They had a good reason. Let's just say they had a good reason, and that would be the end of it. Roosevelt would not have stayed in office very much longer if he'd actually done that. I don't know why Obama's still in office. The good news is it looks like he's going to be a one-term president. And the reason I say that is Sarah Palin, Caribou Barbie, is being slowly edged out of the political arena, and the GOP is starting to look at serious candidates going into 2012. So the writing is on the wall. Obama is going to be gone in 2012. If he has to face a primary process within his own party, then he is toast. Finally, one more story here. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz, has joined WikiLeaks' legal defense team. So if you had any doubts that WikiLeaks is an Israeli propaganda operation, this should put it to rest for once and for all. All righty, let's see. Women and children of Bedouin village El Arikib beaten again as Israel demolishes their homes for the 16th time. For the 16th time, Israel has knocked over their homes. They get upset, and Israel beats the heck out of them. Meanwhile, the United States vows that they will protect Israel in the United Nations against a Security Council resolution basically saying that Israel does not have a right to be building settlements on occupied Palestinian land. And the U.S. doesn't care if it's right, wrong, legal, or moral. By golly, we'll do what Israel says. And what for to anybody who says otherwise? We're going to take a break. Back with our final segment after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And I want to wrap up on the story where we've got the FBI saying it's a 100% probability that a nuclear attack will happen in the United States. And we're seeing this obvious propaganda run up to try and restart support for attacking Iran, which has not attacked anybody since it became an Islamic Republic. And obviously the run-up to try and restart last year's failed coup d'etat and try and link it emotionally, propagandistically, with the popular uprising in Egypt, Bahrain, Tunisia, Algeria, Wisconsin, that we're seeing all around the world here. And so I want to remind everybody that there was a time when Israel almost succeeded in tricking the United States of America into nuking Cairo. And of course, that was the attack on the USS Liberty, where Israel tried to blame Egypt for the attack and almost succeeded. Had the USS Liberty sunk, there was an airstrike already in the air on its way to Cairo armed with nuclear weapons. But the USS Liberty crew kept the ship afloat, and word finally got out that it was Israelis attacking, not Egyptians. And Israel and the U.S. government conspired together to say, oh, it was just an accident. You know, we thought it was a horse-carrying ship, floating stable, yeah, with all the dish antennas all over the top. Ooh, the weather was really, really bad. And, of course, the films shot on the deck of the USS Liberty show blue, clear skies. We've had Israeli pilots come forward and say, yeah, we knew it was a U.S. ship. They told us to attack it. Now, Israel did trick the United States into bombing Libya. We get this from a former Mossad agent who basically said that Israel smuggled a fake radio transmitter or a radio transmitter into Tripoli that was broadcasting on the frequencies the Libyan government used, and they sent out messages saying that Libya was preparing all these terror attacks all around the world, and Reagan bombed Libya, missed Gaddafi, killed his five-year-old daughter. And this is the way Israel operates. I think Israel was behind the attack on the USS Cole that was designed to sabotage relations between the United States and Yemen. Israel's hold over the United States is based purely on the fact that they've gone out and sabotaged our relations with every other country in the region. And they've been caught doing it. Back in the 1950s, there was an incident called the Levant Affair, where British and American assets inside Egypt were being blown up, and evidence was found framing the Egyptians. Then one of the bombs went off early, and they caught one of the bombers, and it turned out to be an Israeli agent. And Israel tried to deny and say, oh, it's anti-Semitism, it's the Jew haters, they're putting lies about us. Finally, they were forced to admit it, and one of Egypt's ministers, named Levant, for whom the affair is named, was forced to step down, although it looks like he himself may have been framed by the real plotters. But this is the way it works. I mean, Israel's half the size of New Jersey. They can't go out and fight their own wars. They can only attack their enemies by tricking the United States into fighting their enemies for them. And the next one in line is Iran. And we need to look back at the real history of how we get into these wars to understand how we stop allowing it to happen any longer. Because we've got to stop it. Israel won't stop it. It works for them. The United States government won't stop it. It works for them. Or at least, you know, it keeps Israel from invoking whatever the blackmail information they have is. Keeps those checks from AIPAC coming. Keeps the defense contractors happy. That it's impoverishing the American people and killing our young people in uniform. Who cares? They're dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy, according to Dr. Henry Kissinger. So if anybody's going to stop this insanity, if anybody's going to stop what could be the opening salvo of World War III, it's up to us. It's up to we the people. It's up to Americans. Okay, I'm finally hearing the music. That's the end of our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and Justin TV. Until then, aloha, America.
The next